Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm here today with Judy Babb, president of the Crew de Riviere. Judy, welcome to Lanyap. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first, let's start right here. Some people may not know the name Crew de Riviere. You're a Mardi Gras crew, and you're kicking off your first inaugural parade this Saturday. What time do you guys get started?
Okay, we're going to get started at 5 o'clock. We're going to start on North 7th Street, right in front of West Monroe High School. I'll tell you a little bit about the route. We'll travel south down North 7th, take a left on Mill Street, continue over the Lee Joyner or Louisville Bridge, take a right on 5th Street, right on Pine Street. Then we're going to take a left on Walnut, travel downtown to the River Market, and end our parade right past the River Market at the Garrett House.
That's a big route, and it takes you through some of the coolest spots of the Twin Cities where crowds can gather tomorrow. Now, we're going to be, I'll just point out, KEDM is going to set up our shop. We're going to be at the new 76 gas station, which is called the Now Save 21 at 21 Louisville Avenue. We're going to play Mardi Gras music all day. You guys have a lot of music going on in your parade, too. Let's talk about what's happening. You've got you got floats, right?
We do. We have 14 floats centered in the parade. We've been working really hard on building our floats. So we have floats. We have marching bands. We have a lot of local high school marching bands. We have the Gambolia tribe, Mardi Gras Indians coming up from New Orleans.
You know, I lived in New Orleans, but North Louisiana people may not know Mardi Gras Indians. So what's the deal with Mardi Gras Indians?
Okay, well, if you've never seen them, then you're just definitely going to have to come out because it's something to behold. They have these beautiful outfits that they work on all year round. They're made of feathers and beads, and they hand make them. And not only is their costumery just beautiful, they also play drums. They have a horn section that follows behind them, and you really should look them up. It's something to behold.
I think of that New Orleans song. Every year at carnival time, you make a new suit.
Yeah,
you got to make your new Mardi Gras
That's
suit.
Right. They make new suits every year, and the tribes are brought up through family. So they're normally family members, and it's really beautiful. It's something to behold.
So you've got your floats. I want to ask you, I've seen you guys working in your float barn because you have your roll-up door open all the time when I'm driving by. Floats are tough.
It's been a labor of love. It's been we've had a lot to learn. A lot of us came into this not really knowing a lot about how to build floats or even how to create a Mardi Gras crew. So we did have a lot to learn. We learned what to do and what not to do. But it has been countless hours. Most of us spend, or some people spend, up to 12 hours a day in the den. And I would like to say that nobody is paid to be on the crew. It's all volunteers. So most floats, they just start off as a normal hay trailer. And from that, you just get creative.
Now,
start with boards and
do you have a favorite one this year?
Well, we're not trying to give too much away, so they're all my favorite, because because everybody put a lot of time and love into it, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate all these people that have come together to make this happen for the community.
So every time you have a Mardi Gras crew, you usually have a king. He usually also has a queen with him. So let's talk about the king and queen this year. Who are they?
Okay. Well, I will say we've done this a little differently. Most traditional crews, they vote or nominate their king and queen within the crew. So it's normally members of the crew. However, we wanted to be more of a community-oriented parade. And so we wanted the community to be involved in choosing our king and queen. So we opened up nominations, and then we put those nominations to vote. And our queen was, our inaugural queen is Ginger Paget, and she has Ouachita Lost and Found Pets. So she's a huge advocate for our fur babies in the animal in the area. And Tommy Sims is our king, and he's a veteran who runs about 15 veterans' homes in the area.
Okay, that's the king and queen. Do you have a grand marshal?
We do have a grand marshal. So our grand marshal, which we're so thrilled to have, he was on America's Got Talent this year, but he's local guitar slim Robert Finley.
So, that dude can play. And got a voice. You can't. That guy's voice is incredible.
Yeah, so not skipping ahead to the ball, but he will be... here's a little hint. He will be joining the band to play for the ball.
He
for a couple
better
of songs.
Be.
Yeah.
you've also got like some Dallas Cowboy folks. Tell me about that.
So we have Xavier Woods. He played for West Monroe High School. His brother Joshua Cobbs is going to be joining. Who still plays for West Monroe High School? He'll be joining him. They'll both be riding on the Make a Wish float. So we're really excited and. They approached us, so we were really thrilled.
You've got a ball that follows. There's a few tickets left for that. Tell me about what's going to be happening there.
Very few tickets. Let me just point that out. So I don't want people to be disappointed because we probably will sell out today. So the ball does follow directly after at the Monroe Civic Center. The bands will start about 8 o'clock. We have Joe Lasty and the New Orleans Sound. That is the main band. They normally play at Preservation Hall in New Orleans, so we're so excited that they're coming up to entertain Nila. And... yeah, so like I said, Robert Finley has agreed to get up and play a few songs. The Indians will also be playing at the ball. We have the rapper Main Main that's in the parade, so he might get up and join in. So I think the ball is going to be... is going to be a really good party.
Judy Babb is with us, president of the Crew de Rivière. Judy, what does Crew de Rivière mean?
It means river in French, and it is the river that brings us together. It's what joins us. So that's why it's the name of our crew.
All right, real quick, you roll at 5 o'clock tomorrow night. Give me the route one more time.
Okay, so we're going to start at West Monroe High School, run through West Monroe, a little bit of Louisville, and then we head to downtown Monroe. So y'all come out and see us.
You can find a map of that right now on our website at kedm.org. It's Judy Babb, Crew de Rivière. And don't forget, KEDM with special Mardi Gras music starting at 12 noon tomorrow, going all the way till 10 p.m.